is Friday, March 28, 2008. I'm Irina Lichak, sitting here with Brooke Reed, and this is Centennial College Radio News to 2 o'clock. From our East York studio, here's what's making the headlines today. Downtown Toronto's very own version of the Times Square will be a part of the one-hour power shutoff this Saturday. The dispute between the TTC board and transit workers continues on a more positive note. High school students across Ontario are currently checking their mailboxes daily for new university applications, and a wheelchair transit driver has been charged with sexually assaulting a disabled customer. Now to our top story. The Yonge and Dundas Square, a complex of giant billboards and brightly lit signs, will have its lights flicked off for exactly 1 hour tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in tribute to Earth Hour. Representatives of Penn Equity Management Corp., the company responsible for the mass amount of advertising displayed in the square, say that they hope this power shutoff will inspire the businesses, other businesses and people at home to participate as well. They also said that many advertisers stepped in to partake in this weekend's conservation event with no hesitations. A strike for the city's transit workers has been postponed until later next week in the midst of a dispute with the TTC. In a meeting yesterday, the TTC employees were demanding higher benefits for those that are injured on the job. The labor union agreed to push back the strike as long as the TTC board was willing to negotiate. TTC Chair Adam Giambroni said the conferences have taken on a more positive tone. High school students across Ontario are currently checking their mailboxes daily. What are they looking for? Acceptance letters from their desired university or college. The wait is on. Many grade 12 students anxious to find out where they will be going to school next September. Nicole Watts reports.
Many grade 12 students, now in their last semester of high school, are looking ahead to an unknown future. With university and college applications completed in January, the question is, when will those acceptance letters come? Megan Anderson from Ajax High School is one of those waiting students. She has applied to several schools, including York, UIT, Lakehead, and Brock.
My number one choice is York, and I want to go there for nursing. And I'm a little nervous about the response because I don't think I have a good enough grade average that I will be able to get in. But I'm excited that if I do get in, I'll be able to attend.
Anderson says she's had a lot of fun throughout high school, but she's also looking forward to a new chapter in her life. She's not looking too far ahead, though, as for now, she's in the same boat as most of her fellow students, getting through this final semester and waiting to see which schools accept her. It could be a long wait, as acceptances can be mailed anytime from now until June. Nicole Watts, Centennial College Radio News.
And for our final news story, Allie Meyer, transit driver for Scarborough City Cab under the contract of the York Region Transit Mobility Plus, has been charged for sexually harassing a female passenger. Meyer picked up a 22-year-old disabled woman back in February and proceeded to inappropriately touch her. The driver was also charged with the exploitation of a person with a disability and will appear in court on a later announced date. And that's the news for this hour. Now we'll move on to Brooke for the sports news.
Thanks, Irina, and hello, everyone. It's all over for the Leafs. Last night's loss in Boston to the Bruins has taken the Leafs out of playoff contention. Vesa Toskala braved 34 shots on net, but in the end, he just couldn't hold it down for the Leafs. The final score was 4-2. The Leafs still have 4 regular season games to play out. The Raptors play tonight against the New York Knicks. Hopefully, they can spark up a little winning streak after Wednesday's victory over the Pistons. And with only 11 more regular season games, the Raps have signed Linton Johnson to a 10-day contract. To make room on the 15-man roster for Linton, the Raptors have released veteran point guard Derek Martin. Play ball! The Toronto Blue Jays will begin their season at Yankee Stadium next Monday afternoon. Bad news for third baseman Scott Rolen, who has fractured his finger. Doctors say Rolen may not be able to play with the Bluebirds until early May. The brand spanking new Toronto FC will also kick off their season on Saturday against the Columbus Crew. April 19th, Toronto fans can cheer on the FC at their first home game against Real Salt Lake. Good news for the University of Toronto men's swim team. Curtis Samuel has committed to attend the university in September. Samuel is one of Ontario's best swimmers, competing at both provincial and national levels. The city championships for high school volleyball are in full swing, and teams from around the GTA are vying for top honors. Riverdale CI in East York playing host to some high-flying semifinal match play-ups today, one of which was a heartbreaker for a team that was expected to come out on top. Our own Will Masgay has this report.
This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News. The heavily favored Sir Oliver Mowat senior girls have suffered a devastating loss at the hands of the home team, Riverdale Raiders. The girls have known nothing next to victory all year, but today's heartbreaker has not only left the girls in shock and awe, but put an end until their up-until-now terrific season. So what was the reason for the downfall of the squad? Rebecca Glancy, who had led the 8-1 team all season, is down in Nevada playing in a tournament this week. One of Mowat's Gales, Alana Filer, had this to say before the game.
So we really want to win today because our star player is away.
Glancy and her club team, the Durham Attack, finished 13th out of an 89-team field in the Las Vegas Classic, an annual tournament hosted by the Southern California Volleyball Association. But her school team didn't fare as well today. The Gales just lost their semifinal matchup to Riverdale 2-0. The first set was a blowout, which Riverdale won 25-13. But in the second set, Mowat bounced back and took an early lead, keeping the scoring tight till the end. Yet it wasn't enough to hold the Raiders at bay, who won 25-21. The girls went into the playoffs ranked first in their division, but today's defeat put an end to their season. In the first set, the girls made some crucial mistakes and fell behind early. Riverdale scored 8 points, and by the time Mowat answered back, it was too late. They sat in a deficit that couldn't be overcome. Mowat seemed to be a new team when they stepped onto the court in the second set. They were quicker, more agile, and better organized. According to coach Susan Underwood,
"We missed our big girls.
Yeah,
so
that's what I heard.
But otherwise, I thought we played much better in the second."
They kept control of the ball and the score, only losing the lead once before they were ultimately surpassed at the 20-point mark. After stepping off the court in the second set, Phyla gave a simple explanation for the team's poor performance.
"We actually are better than them, but..."
The girls simply didn't play that way this afternoon. Despite their renewed energy in the second set, they couldn't hash it against a Raiders team that was charged up by their home crowd. They were outworked, outskilled, and outplayed. Not only did Glancy's absence today leave a hole in their roster, but in their hearts as well. They missed a tried and tested leader. Without her, the Gales simply weren't the same. This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News, signing off.
And that's all from the world of sports. Now back to Irina.
Thanks, Brooke. And that's the end of our broadcast for this hour. On behalf of Centennial College Radio News, I'm Irina Lichak. For more information, log on to ondemand.ca. Thank you for listening. For more information, log on to ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.